old DSL from the phone company couldn't. Mark your calendar. Leave yourself a note. Do whatever it takes to remind yourself to check your phone bill. After all, you can't save if you don't look. And Comcast Business Class can help. Do what we did. Grab the bill from your current provider and give Comcast a call. Call 800-391-3000 today to switch to Comcast Business Class. Go to business.comcast.com/save and find out how much your business could save. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Come on, Mom, we need another car.
He has a point, hon. We need a larger vehicle, and Tim can have my car.
Well, we could get a new Nissan Armada or Titan from Classic Cars Nissan and get a 2012 Altima for just a dollar.
What?
Huh? Listen to your mother. Get the best of both worlds from Classic Cars Nissan. Get a new Titan or 8-passenger Armada and get a fuel-efficient 2012 Altima for just a dollar.
I've got a dollar.
Then let's go.
Classic Cars Nissan in Haynesport or TomSaysYes.com. Buy one, get one for a dollar.
Because Mama said so.
Hi, this is Michael Barkan, and I want to tell you about my friends at Ransom Cat. Ransom Cat knows that the area contractors, landscapers, and excavators need the right tools when they take the field. With the region's largest locally owned rental fleet, the team at Ransom Cat has everything you need for your next construction project. Check out their monthly specials at ransom.com/rents or by calling 877-RANSOM. Big jobs, small jobs, whatever the day calls for, Ransom is nearby with 8 convenient locations in the Delaware Valley.
CBS Tonight.
911!
Alan has a heart attack.
I don't know what I would do if anything happened to him.
I've already lost my good side.
New 2.5 Men, CBS Tonight.
Come to Robbins Diamonds in Delaware and you'll pay no sales tax whatsoever for your diamond. RobbinsDiamonds.com.
94 WIP FM HD1. 610 WIP HD Philadelphia.
Sitting in the sun at Citizens Bank Park with 43,000 of your closest friends. Whether you're there or with us,
live from the Tasty Cake Studios,
where Phillies baseball happens. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Welcome back, everybody. It is our 9 o'clock hour, and it is very, very exciting to have a guy on the Philadelphia Eagles who is a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan. He is a second-round draft pick out of Marshall, defensive end. He is going to raise some hell with quarterbacks, and he is on the line right now, Vinny Curry. Hi, Vinny.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, how's everything?
Vinny, we're thrilled that you are an Eagles fan and now an Eagle, too. This has got to be an unbelievable moment for you.
It is. It's a great moment. It's been a great weekend so far. And, you know, I'm still just giving all glory to God and how everything felt. Like, it's like a script to a movie or something, you know?
All right, now, Vinny, we're trying to get a little bit of the story of how you became an Eagle fan. We looked up Neptune Township, and it looks to us like you're a little closer to New York than Philadelphia. How did you end up becoming an Eagles fan?
You know, back in the day, I used to want to be a running back, so I used to try to mimic Ricky Waters all the time. Oh. And just been an Eagle fan ever since, like, the age of 7.
So Ricky Waters started it?
Yeah, he started it.
How about that? And then I'm going to guess then that when Brian Westbrook got here, you became even a bigger running back fan.
Oh, no. Nah. By then, my running back days was over. I was with the Hugh Douglases, straight defensive players, and the
Trots. Right. So what happened? Did you get bigger so that you kind of gravitated from running back over to the other side of the line?
Right. Oh, no, I never could play running back. That was just like a...
Oh, okay.
A wish-washy position. You know how you're young, and as a kid, everybody wants to be a running back. Because back then, that's all we used to see, and that's all the players that used to get all the praises. And so I'm like, wow, I want to be a running back. And then it never worked out for me.
All right. Now, Vinny, when the draft was going on, I guess you were projected to go a little bit higher than you did. Can you take us through the experience of waiting for your name to be called on the biggest day of your life?
Right. Well, the first day, you know, when I fell out the first round, I was just, like, confused. You know, I was just, you know, because as a player, as you like, how you love the game, like I love the game, when you put your hard work on the line and everything, and you feel like that's the best craft out there, and then you fall out the first round, it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, God has the plans for all of us, and he placed me on my favorite team, and he placed me in a great position, the best organization in the league. So I can't have no complaints. And like I said, I'm just blessed.
Had you worked out for the Eagles, Vinny? Did you know they were one of the possibilities?
Right, yes. I did a private workout. They came up to my school, Marshall University, did a nice workout. And then after that, was like a little bit contact here and there, but then it just shocked me. Like, I didn't see that one coming because I didn't take an official team visit.
Oh, I see. So you, and they had already had a pick in the round. You probably didn't, so you weren't sure that was going to happen. And then all of a sudden the phone rings?
Right, yeah. When it was their pick in the second round with the first pick,
right.
You know, I had my fingers crossed. And then they went with the linebacker. And I was, you know what I mean? As an Eagle fan, I was like, that's a great pick. You know, you can't even be mad at that pick.
Right.
So I was just like, wow. And,
hey, Vinny, who called you? Who from the Eagles called you?
Say it again.
Who from the Eagles? Was it Andy Reid who called you?
Right. They all did. They had me on speakerphone.
Oh, wow. What is that moment like? Describe that for us.
You know, as soon as I got that, I seen that 215 area code, I just broke down and started crying.
Wow, really? That's incredible. And then you come into town, and who's there but Brian Dawkins on his last day as an Eagle? Describe that for us.
You know, Brian Dawkins was the Eagles' second pick in the second round. So for me to be the second pick in the second round and to hear him give that speech was just so much. It was really heart-touching. I kind of got goosebumps going on my arms just listening to him talk and then seeing all the support from his teammates and how he was in the locker room and from him telling stories. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I was saying before, Vinny, that is the guy in all the years that I have been here in Philadelphia who best represented what we love. A guy who's very intense, really played to win, and always said the right thing. Is he a guy you would model yourself after?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, if I can come close to that, you know, he's a great role model. And, you know, that's what I'm a positive guy, and that's what I would try to be. I would try to be the best professional I could be on and off the field.
All right, now, Vinny, I'm looking at your numbers at Marshall. They were pretty spectacular. Not only did you have 26 sacks, you had 49 tackles for loss and 10 forced fumbles. Those are amazing numbers for a defensive end. How do you think your game translates to the NFL?
You know, I just got to study the game a little bit. You know, I was blessed to be in the position of being the best defensive line room there is in the league. You know, they led the league in sacks last year. And, you know, just get with those guys and see what I can soak up from them and see how it translates.
All right. Have you gotten any indication at all how you project? Do you think you'll get significant playing time as a rookie?
Yeah, that's my goal. That's my plan. But, you know, I got to prove myself once we get to camp.
Absolutely. What was the reaction of your family? I know you got 5 siblings. What was the reaction to the fact that you're going to be right playing really in a place where they can come to see you all the time?
You know, they were really happy for me. You know, for the most part, they really was happy, and they couldn't believe it. Everybody, when I started crying, everybody's face just was the Home Alone coming face. Like, I can't believe this just happened. This is a team. And, you know, I talk so much smack about, you know, about the other teams because, you know, I'm always bragging on the Eagles. And then for them to pick me, it was just like, oh, now he really going to be talking, you know? So it's just like, you know, they're just really happy.
All right, let me check on a couple of things here, Vinny, now that you're officially an Eagle. Do you dislike the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
great.
Yeah.
That's very important to know. And I'm going to say, even though you're probably fairly close to them geographically, you don't really like the Giants, do you?
No, sir.
And the Redskins... You know, nobody likes the Redskins, right?
No, none of them.
You have passed all the tests. it's a perfect thing. We can't wait to see you in town. It's very exciting, I think, to fans too, when it's an Eagles fan who's going to be playing on the field for them. You know,
right? That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm putting it on for the fans. I feel like this pick, like how it. And Coach Reed, you know, to handpick this is, like, unbelievable. I feel like, you know, I can't let the fans down, so I'm going to do everything in my power to be the best player I can be to help my team win football games.
All right, Vin, one last thing. If you saw the Dawkins news coverage, the one regret he has is that he could not deliver for this city a Super Bowl. Can you imagine what it would be like to you and to Philadelphia if you were able to do that?
Words can't explain how that would feel, you know. It'd be unbelievable, you know. In college, my last year, you know, we went through a culture change, you know, 2 years ago. And my junior year, when I was thinking about coming out, I didn't want to go out empty-handed. You know, I know it's kind of was way different from a Super Bowl, but just going to a bowl game, it meant something to me. So when I decided to come back, you know, for my senior year, to obviously get my degree, but also to go out as a bowl champion. And I told the city of Huntington, you know, I can guarantee that we'll get to a bowl game. I will do everything in my power. And my senior year was a great year. I had fun. I did a lot of things in the community to try to bring the fans back out, have fun. And, you know, we end up winning the bowl game. And, you know, we got rings for it. And that ring really means something so nice to me. So, you know, I would work anything I could do, you know, to the best of my ability. If it's like scout team, special team, anything I got to do to help get the team and help us reach that goal, and it means something so special.
Hey, Ravinny, I'm telling you, I think I speak for the city. We're thrilled to have you as a member of the Eagles and cannot wait for the season to start so we can see you play out there. Nothing but good luck to you, Vin, and thank you so much for doing this today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Vinny Curry. What a